You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The biggest ever spectrum auction in India concluded on Monday, with bids coming in at over Rs 1.5 lakh crore, which is more than three times the initial expectations. Reliance Industries was the biggest spender in the auction, as it was able to acquire almost half of the total spectrum sold and was the only one to secure the premium 700 MHz band. The government was able to sell out a total of 51.2 GHz of spectrum, which is more than 70% of the total 72 GHz spectrum that was up for grabs. According to the Union Minister of Communications, Ashwini Vaishnav, the sale of these frequencies is good enough for covering all the country's telecom circles in the next 2 to 3 years. The estimated revenue that the government will receive from the sale of these frequencies is Rs 13,365 crore. In another development, the Goods and Services Tax GST e-invoicing will be mandatory for firms with a turnover of Rs 10 crore from October 1st, down from the current threshold of Rs 20 crore to further plug leakages and ensure better compliance. A notification in this regard was issued by the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs. The e-invoice has resulted in bringing in more taxpayers into the net, which rose from about 1.25 crore in October 2020 to about 1.38 crore at present. This phased move to bring more taxpayers under e-invoicing may deter the generation of fake invoices, thereby leading to better tax compliance and collections. Moving on, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 were trading flat with a negative bias on Tuesday. Index heavyweights such as State Bank of India, Reliance Industries Limited, Kotak Mahindra Bank and IndusInd Bank, among others, capped the losses in the index. So far in the day, the 30-share index rose to a day's high of 58,147 and a low of 57,745, while NSE Nifty 50 index hit a day's high of 17,331.35 and a low of 17,216. On the S&P BSE Sensex, ITC stock hit a new 52-week high of Rs 316.65, surpassing the previous high of 308.8. While no stock fell to new 52-week low on S&P BSE Sensex, on BSE Sensex, a total of 106 stocks rose to their respective 52-week highs so far in the day on Tuesday. These were Adani Enterprises, Adani Transmission, Adani Total Gas, Bank of Baroda, Blue Dart Express, Coal India, Federal Bank, Hindustan Aeronautics, Indian Hotels, Vedant Fashions, Metro Brands, MRF, Page Industries, PVR, Rama Steel Tubes, Shoppers Stop, Siemens, Varun Beverages, Venus Pipes and Tubes, and Viram Securities, Yes Bank, among others. Meanwhile, another Adani Group firm could enter the NSE Nifty 50 index in the upcoming semi-annual index review, according to Abhilash Bagaria, head Edelweiss Alternative and Quantitative Research. With the cutoff date of July 29th behind, analysts at Edelweiss Alternative and Quantitative Research believe that Adani Enterprises is best placed to enter the headline index and could replace Shree Cements in the 50 stock pack. NSE indices are rebalanced twice every year and changes are made to the index constituents based on various factors. Edelweiss also anticipates a host of other changes to various indices managed by NSE. With the inclusion of Adani Enterprises in the NSE Nifty 50 index, analysts believe funds worth $213 million could head towards the stock. This is upward of the $183 million inflows that were predicted earlier in May by Edelweiss. In a separate development, Godrej Properties on Tuesday said its June quarter consolidated net profit nearly tripled to Rs 45.55 crore, while sales bookings jumped five times to Rs 2,520 crore. The Mumbai-based developer announced that company's managing director and chief executive officer, Mohit Malhotra, has resigned with effect from December 31st this year. Gaurav Pandey will become the new MD and CEO from January 1st next year. The company's net profit stood at Rs 17.03 crore in the year-ago period. Total income rose to Rs 426.40 crore in April-June 2022-23 from Rs 261.99 crore in the year-ago period, according to a regulatory filing. Godrej Properties is one of the leading real estate developers in the country. Lastly, here is how the stock market performed today. Domestic benchmark indices managed to extend their up move narrowly to the fifth consecutive trading session. Headline indices, Sensex and Nifty, closed with marginal gains after a volatile trading session on Tuesday. S&P BSE Sensex added 20.86 points, or 0.04%, to settle at 58,136, while NSE Nifty 50 index ended at 17,345 points, gaining 5.4 points. IndusInd Bank was the top gainer on Sensex, up 2%, while Tech Mahindra was the worst performer, down 1.85%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.